Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf chof test. We're holding chof ches amid beis, four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah Harinatia. So elu karbon. Now, to understand the Gemara properly, we should look back at the Mishnah another moment. The Mishnah is focusing on the sefer of the Mishnah, on chof ches amid aleph, two lines from the bottom of the amid. The Mishnah said Harinatia so elu karbon. Ad shiichtitzu. The person looks into his field. He has a whole bunch of trees, and he says about all those trees, they should all be a carbon. Remember, we had two pshatim yesterday, what the carbon means, for dmei carbon, in other words, for the bedek habayis, or what in fact it's referring to, a koinam, a nidre iser. Regardless, the point is that he said that these natir should all be a carbon, so they should all have either kedusha or an iser on them. But when until they are felled, in other words, either through a storm wind or natural, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants these trees to fall, or someone goes and cuts them. So until that point, they should all be a carbon. And talazu carbon, and this tala should also be a carbon, atshutisarif, until chulila it's burnt. What's the din? Says the Mishnah, ein lehem pidyon. There's no din of pidyon. Now on the surface, one might have understood the Mishnah to mean that there is no Kedusha, and therefore there's nothing to be poide. Just like we had in the Reish of the Mishnah, the Harinatia Sa'elu, we said, Yesh lem pidyon, which means they did have Kedusha, and there was a din of pidyon. And these Natioi, so this Talis, doesn't have Kedusha, and therefore there is no din of pidyon. But as we'll see in the Gemara, in fact, it's the other way around. Ein lem pidyon means that the Kedusha is so intense that you cannot be poide it. It remains biktushase forever. And that's why the Gemara asks, four lines from the bottom, Uli oilam, the kedusha is so intense that you can never be poide it. After all, you can be poide anything. Even if you have a korban lashem, you can't go and be poide it when it's a tamim and when it's a tam. But once it gets a balmum, you can be poide it. And here, if you're talking about that it is Kedusha's Bedek Habayis, you can always be Poida. And similarly, if it happens to be Nidre Koinam, Nidre Yisur, you can also be Poida. So, Frank Dimara, Uli Oilam Eilem Pidyon, what does that mean? Omer Barpadas, and Barpadas says something very, very interesting. Padon Choizreis Vekoichois, Padon Choizreis Vekoichois. Meaning, Barpadas says that the Kedusha is so intense that you can never get the Kedusha off permanently, unless and until these trees are finally felled. But until that point, these might be trees that grow like sequoia trees out in California. They might be around another 1,000 years from now. For that entire 1,000 years, they're going to be kadosh. And if you're going to go and be poided instantaneously, post pidyon, choizes a koiches. It's like choizes of an air. Soon as you point it, boom, the kedusha springs up once again and it becomes kodesh.
Okay. Oh. Like we had at Tluya, like we had with the Nazir.
Mm-hmm.
He has two Naziros, Hayom and Hadeh. Hayom, then the other one just comes in and fills the void.
Okay, very good. So you're saying here too that even though he was pointed, the kedusha immediately springs into action, and it
why?
Becomes.
Well, unlike other things you mentioned, like the korban, why in this case does the kedusha reassert itself so without?
Very good.
If the pidyon happened.
Very good. So the Ran explains that because he said that this should be ad sheyichtetzu, he means that until these trees finally fall, these trees might only fall in 1,000 years from now. That's fine. I have plenty of patience. I'm not rushing these trees. The trees can go and be kodesh until the end of time. In other words, the end of their time. If he wanted to just, in general, go and be maktish them, says the Ran, he could have simply said, Natius Eilu Karban, period. Why did he have to add the Achiyiktitzu? After all, if he would have said, Natius Eilu Karban, that would have been totally adequate. You could have been pointed, and then the Kedush should have gone away. Like anything that you're pointed, like you're saying. By the fact that he added the word Achiyiktitzu, he means, I want them to continue to be kodesh forever. Forever until the forever of these trees, as long as these trees can last. And if these trees are going to last 100 years, for 100 years. 1,000 years, 1,000 years. I'm pointing in between, makes a difference. The Kedusha keeps on coming back and back and back. I see Rabbi has a question.
Once he's shifted, so why does he have to redeem it? It's automatically off. His nadir was until it gets cut down.
Correct.
He cut it down, he's cooling.
Oh, Rabbi, you're one step ahead of us. We're not yet at the point of the cutting down. Until the time that these are cut, or until the time that these are felled by a wind, by a hurricane, any time a person wants to be pointed, gesunte heit, but as soon as he's pointed, chois is a koichois, chois is a koichois. That's adjiktitzu. That's fine. And then barpadik is what happens next to, once they are cut, what happens then? Poidon pam achas vidayoi. They still have that kedusha that was there until that point, because he was makdashir achi yiktetzu, so it's had the kedusha for the last 1,000 years. Now, in year 1,001, someone either cuts it down or the wind cuts it down. From this point on, it still retains the kedusha that it had previously. But now that you point it, then we're done. Only pamachas v'dayoy, and it does not spring ahead once again. The reason why it doesn't have kedusha once again, because he said only achi yiktetzu. Now the yiktetzu is over, so finish. So the kedusha, the kedusha that he had until now is there, but now that he's poyed it, it goes away and we are done. So that's the pshat, in the Mishnah, when it says, Einlem Pidyon. Einlem Pidyon means pre-ktsitsa, the pidyon that you are going to try to effect. You'll do a great job. However, it'll only last for a split second because instantaneously thereafter, it becomes Kodesh once again. I'm wondering whether the name Barpada is related to the fact that he says this halacha of the pidyon, Padoan Choizres. You remember that we had the Maritz Chayes in the Sechtes Bam Metzia that says that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah is called Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah because he said halacha v'gabi
the Madbeos
that were standing on like a Migdal. So there, the Maritz Chayes says that we find this a number of times in Shas that Amiroim that were not mentioned in Shas on a frequent basis, but they were well known, noteworthy for a particular halacha. So it could be Barpada got this name. I don't know what his real name was. Maybe his real name was Barpada, but perhaps not. Maybe his real name was Reb Yaakov or what have you, and he was called Barpada because of this halacha, the Padon Chois V'Koychus. Obviously, this is a very unique, extraordinary halacha. Normally, I would have thought, nope, he did a pidyon. We're done. No, Chois V'Koychus. So maybe that's how he got that fancy name, Barpada.
And the medium used to do the pidyon,
yeah,
that remains kadosh even though the kedusha reasserts. So it's not like normally when you do a pidyon, the kedusha is transferred to the money. Let's say
it is transferred,
and here the kedusha is transferred to the money, but the money remains kadosh and the tree remains kadosh.
Exactly, okay. Exactly right. And if he does it multiple times, he'll have multiple monies and multiple trees, all remaining kadosh. This is what Barpada said. Ula respectfully disagrees. On the surface, he's only arguing with the second halacha. Once they're cut, shuv ein poiden. There's no requirement to pidyon anymore. What's the reason why there's no requirement to pidyon anymore? Because he said the kedusha should only be ad sheyiktetzu. Now that they've been cut down, the kedusha goes poof. It goes away on its own. Like the Gemara is going to call later on, that it is paka bichdi, just gunish. Because after all, I only made a time limitation up until this man ktsitsa, and not beyond. So, nothing left. The Gemara is going to challenge that in a moment. The question is, what does Ula hold about the first part? What do you mean the first part? Aj shiiktetzu. On the surface, he seems to agree, because I don't find in the Gemara that he even addresses that. And Barpada addressed both the pre-ktsitsa and the post-ktsitsa. Ula only seems to disagree on the post-ktsitsa. What does he hold about? Does he also padon choizes v'koiches, padon choizes v'koiches? Hasmore doesn't address that. However, the Ran addresses it, and he tells us, in fact, it's a big machloikis. If you look at the Ula or Mark Himichin, we can go back one line higher. Niktetzu poiden pam achas v'daya. Right, it's about halfway down the wide lines down below. Niktatzu poyim pamachas v'dai. This is Bar Pada speaking. The Svir Lele Bar Pada. She'av bishlo yihikta hikdishan ela achi yiktatzu. Even though the Kedusha was only until the end of that 100 years or 1,000 years. And for the hockey, ki niktatzu, when it gets felt, like bakedushas and chdi, the Kedusha doesn't just go away automatically with nothing. The Kedusha is there. But ula amar, ki min shenikdatzu shuvah in poyim the Svir Lele en kedushas and nimshachas ela ad oyisiz man shikdishan. The Kedusha goes away for nothing. Bechti means nothing. So in other words, you don't have to do any act. Since automatically he said, until Gichtzitzu, it comes Ketzitza, poof, the Kedusha goes away. Because of a Raj Bazal, the Ula Leipolik Ad Bar Pada, Ula doesn't argue in Bar Pada, Ella, Bala Achar, She Gichtzitzu. Till Bar Pada Leipolik Kedusha Bechti, Ula Paka, like the Gemara says. So, Avada says our Gemara that Ula agrees to the first part of Bar Pada. However, now we're going to skip down to 5 lines from the bottom of the Omid in the Ran. You'll see towards the end of the line. V'achochem ha'godel remoshe kartavizal cholak olav. The Omer de Bar Pada v'ula betardi peligi. They argue even on the first part. I v'ha b'ha talia. One is totally in the other. Mishum nesvir leila Bar Pada dikdusha leipakala bechdi. Since he holds that the kedusha doesn't just go puff and go away, k'omar de podon choises v'koy choice. The ilav hachi. If it wasn't for that fact that the kedusha doesn't go away bechdi, lomalei lahaygav v'lemei ma'achi ektetzu. Why did he even use the words Achi Iktatzu? This is what we discussed before. Im loim meshele achr mikan teiku dushosan nifkas memela. If you're going to say he said Achi Iktatzu because he wants it when these trees fall, then the kedusha goes away on its own. I afshe tikdushele lapakala b'chdi, like he parpada holds. The kimin shekein lama lehitishan lechalut v'yamar ad oilam. Why didn't he just simply say, these trees are kadosh, they're carbon finished. Why do you have to add that shiyiktetzu? Our korcha chaimer, that filu shafilu yiftim koidim shiyiktetzu, that even if he's pointed them before the ktsitsa, tachzer kdushasana leyan, the kedusha is going to come once again, it's going to go and jump on these trees right after the pidyon is effected. Hilkach, ki ktoni einlem pidyon, he's not telling you ain't pidyon that after the ktsitsa you don't need a pidyon. That's impossible. So what's the ain't pidyon? It's come to tell you that you can stand on your head, you can do 1,000 pidyon eyes. It's not going to help, because that's why he added the words. If he meant it that it should be forever, then just go and say karma. But the fact that he added Achi Iktatzu comes to tell you, you bought it, ha ha ha, it's going to be Kodesh again. You bought it, Kodesh again. That's all according to Bar Pada. And that's all because he holds the Kedusha doesn't go away Bechdi. V'ula paliga levi omar, the li'ach Achi Iktatzu ain't tzrichim pidyon, the Kedusha poke Bechdi. It does go away, puff, on its own. Kimin shekein l'ula, according to Ula zesha omar Achi Iktatzu, lo'iboloimar she'afilu yiftem yachron l'kushosan. Achi Iktatzu. That wasn't his kavana, not like Bar Pada. And Loima said, why did he say Achi Iktatzu? Loima shehu kedusha is ad oisiz man, that until that's man of the ktsitsa, umi oisiz man the elech tif kedusha son. And then after this man of ktsitsa, kedusha goes puff. I see, you're telling me now that according to Ula, he's arguing also on the first halacha Bar Pada. So, v'hodoloi palik Ula behedja, amai di omer Bar Pada, Podon choizes a koychay. So why did they go and say them in the Gemara clearly? Ula Omar, that it's not the case. Achi Iktatzu, it's not choizes a koychay. After Iktatzu, Shavain Poydon. Why didn't he say that? Mishum lo yitzrich. It wasn't necessary. The Bar Pada gufli Omar hachi. Why did Bar Pada say that choizes a koychay? The reason is elamishum desfilei that fili achashi Iktatzu tzrichem pidyon. Look at the parishes, because he holds even after the ktsitsa. It requires pidyon, and it doesn't just go away bichti. V'kimin the palik alei ula ay haidina. And since he disagrees with halacha number 2, v'omer the kimin shenikdatzu shuv ein poidin, he holds after the ktsitsa, you don't have to do a pidyon at all it goes away b'chdiv. Memeila kula milta palik. So then you can figure it out on your own. If you just think about it for a few seconds, you realize that Ula is arguing on both portions, both the first part of Bar Pada and the second part of Bar Pada.
So according to Ula,
one second.
Yeah.
Ula kitanam masis ne'elam pidyon he gufas slash minan. Not like the way we understood according to Bar Pada. In lempidyon means that the pidyon is not going to be effective because each time you're going to be poyta, choises or koiches, choises. That's not the reason. No, he gufa oslash minan de hamaktish dover adz man yedua. If you go and maktish something until a particular deadline, me oises man ve'elach nifke kedusha ve'ein tzarach pidyon. And so therefore, according to this pshat, it's not only at Sheikhtsu. What happens if I go and say that these trees should be Kodesh for the next 30 days until not Rish Chodesh Kislev, Rish Chodesh Teves? I want it to be one more month, according to Ula, Rish Chodesh Teves, boom, no longer Kodesh. So if from now until Rish Chodesh Teves, I want to go and be poided, sure, be poided. And then the Kedusha go away. Because according to Ula, according to Reb Moshe Kartavi, you only have to be poided once and no more Kedusha. Because the Kedusha, according to Ula, is much more slim or much more delicate than the Kedusha, according to Bar Pada. According to Bar Pada, it's such an intense Kedusha. It doesn't go away, Bechti. Even during the period of time until the Ktsitsa, it doesn't go away, Bechti. You appoint it, back. Appoint it, Kedusha comes back. After it's Ktsitsu, the Kedusha is still there, and then you still have to be appointed. According to Ula, according to Ramoisha Katavi, the whole Kedusha, even pre-Ketzitza, was, if you will, somewhat flimsy, in the sense that it's only going to be a short period of time. Of course, Achikitsu could be 1,000 years, but Achikitsu could also be a day, or a week, or a month. Just like Duran said, it could be for a Oisei's month, for a month, for a week, whatever it is. So therefore, it's a much slimmer, temporary form of Kedusha. All you have to do is be pointed once, and then you're done, you don't have to be pointed again. And if you weren't pointed, and you waited until there's man Ketzitza, fine, then the Kedusha just goes away, poof, on its own. Anyway, then of course the Ran continues on, but we'll leave it over here. So we have a machloikis now between the Rajba and Rav Moshe Kartavi, whether or not Ula argues on the first halacha or only on the second halacha.
That word kedi is also, it sometimes introduces the name of a Tana or anonymously.
That is correct. That's correct.
Because it's pronounced differently. It's an unusual word.
Yes, 100%. Agreed. Yeah.
Maybe he got that name because he was... Yeah.
Well, tenuous.
Well, the that's a better term than flimsy. Yeah, was it tenuous kedusha? But the Rashi on whenever you have this kedi, so there are usually two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat is an anonymous tanu, an anonymous amoira whose name is not even mentioned. So therefore, we know nothing about this individual other than that there was a person that said this halacha. So that's the kedi. Or the Gemara says that. Or other Rishonim hold, that was Taki's name. His name was Kadi. And then we called him up to the Torah, Yamwe Reb Kadi, Breb, whatever. Anyway, getting on to the Moravaita. So we have the Machloikis, the of Rajba and Rav Moshe Kartavi, but now we're focusing on Ula in particular, that Ula says, after the Ktsitsa, you don't need to do a pidyon. And the Gemara is very bothered by that. Omle Rav Amnuna. Kedusha Shebein HaHeichon Holcha. How can you go and say, push the button, and the Kedusha goes away? Can you imagine what happens if you said the same thing to a woman? You said, Hayoim at Ishti. I want you to be married for me just for one day. Just 24 hours we should be married. He gives her a ring, he gives her mit a dekedushin, mit a chasanet, everything there with the flowers and the musicians, spent $1 million, but only for a one day chasanet. But that's only for today, not for tomorrow. Me nafkabla get, would you say that after 24 hours, she would go away without a get because I was only maktish for a certain period of time? That's what Ula seems to be saying, that it's only kodosh until this man ktsitsa. What happens if I decide tomorrow I'm going to go and be koitzitz? Then shevein poided. You don't need to be poided. The kedusha has gone away on its own.
It's like being a bride for a night.
Bride for a night.
And that's Rav would do that though, but I guess you could give them a get.
Avad. So frey timor the ocher yatish di mi nafka but a get. Could she go away without a get? Come on. It's impossible. You, I'm sure you agree with that, Ula. So if you agree with that, then how does the kedusha just so flimsy and so tenuous that you say that after ktsitsa shevein poided you don't even need pidyon? Or you have to have a pidyon. Omali, so that's what Rav Amnuna asked. Omali Rava. So Rava doesn't come to Well, we'll see what Rav says. Omli Rav, Nika medames kedushas dam lekedushas haguf. How can you compare the two cases? After all, we're talking about a carbon of kedushas haguf to put on the mizbeach. We're talking maximum kedusha for bedek habayis, and according to the other pshat of the round that we had yesterday, it wasn't even kedusha as much as it was a koinam klali, which we said has a similar din to hegdish that you have to be pointed if you want to remove that isur. Of course, you can always be matinader, but if you're not matinader, you have to have a pidyon to go and remove that isur. Okay, so therefore, that's all a kedusha's domain. The case of marrying a woman, that's kedusha's aguf. And therefore, by kedusha's aguf, it doesn't go away bechti. But kedusha's domain maybe does bakir bechti. How do you can compare two different forms of Kedusha? Kedusha is Damim of yesterday's Mishnah and today's Gemara talking about these Netiyahs. Kedusha is Damim, Pakeh Bechti. Our Kedusha is a Gulf like Pakeh Bechti. So you're asking, the Kasha that you're asking is apples and oranges. Here we're talking about apples, here you're talking about oranges. That's what Rav's response was to Rav Amnon. Omli Abaye, and Abaye says now to Rav in turn, Kedusha Saguf, like Baka Bechti, doesn't Kedusha Saguf also go away Bechti? I'll show you the Kedusha Saguf is also Baka Bechti. Where do I see that? But Tanya, have a Braisa, stay in the Braisa. Shor ze oila kol lamed yoim, ulacha lamed yoim shlomim. I have a shor. You see the shor standing right over here? I want this shor to be an oila for 30 days. And at the end of the 30, if I bring it, of course, for a carbon to base mixture, the next 30 days, it'll be a carbon oil. But what happens if I delay and I don't bring it to the base of Mikdash in the next 30 days? After the 30 days are over, I want it to become a shlamim. Okay, so what's the halacha? Says the Braisa. It works. Kol lamed yoyim is an oila. L'acha lamed yoyim is a shlamim. It works. Frank Timara. After all, I was makdash for a carbon. Is a kedusha zaguf. Amai kedusha zaguf nenu. Upaka bichti. When you give something kedusha zaguf, you're telling me that it went away on its own. At the end of the 30 days, I wasn't poided, but rather it automatically transformed shifted. And shifted, good, from oila to shlom. How'd it go from oila to shlom? How did that happen? Kum zechois, that had he stopped at the word shor ze oila ka lamed yoyim, it sounds like that at the end of the lamed yoyim, kedusha would have baka and finished. It would be back to regular, normal shor. In this case, he happened to have added, and by the way, when those 30 days end, it's going to become a shlam. It's going to become a shlam. But what happened to Kedusha Sa'ila? It's a chasim that Kedusha Sa'guf is pakim bechti. So why are you telling me, Rava, that it's a difference between Kedusha Sa'guf and Kedusha Sa'lam? I show you that there is no such difference. Even by Kedusha Sa'guf.
It's not pakka, it shifts, it transforms from Kedusha Sa'guf to Kachin Kalim, but it doesn't vanish. And even korbanos that are redeemed, they have a residual kedusha. You can't use them for weighing and chulin plus, as we call it here. So it's not
the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that the kedusha shlam has nothing to do with the kedusha's oila, but rather that at the end of 30 days, boom, tzeisak chovim, the kedusha's oila went away, totally vanished up to shemayim, and then automatically the kedusha shlamim
descends and covers like the
exactly. Exactly like the Naziris that we heard before from Brother Shai, or similar to the Barpad, the Pad Nchoiz Vekoicha, as soon as it Vidyan, boom, it becomes Kaddish once again. So,
can it become Chulin?
Yes, yes, what were you saying? I'm sorry?
Can it become Chulin as well?
If the Mashmois of our Gemara, according to Abai, is yes, that although he was Makdashit for 30 days for Oila, since it was only for 30 days, if he brought it for an Oila during the 30 days, congratulations, he did a great job. And if not, finished. Then it doesn't have any more Kedushas Oila, and it all stops. Okay? So the question is, how does that Kedusha go? If you want to take a look at the Mefarish here, V'amai, right next to our Gemara, parallel, V'amai, Nafka mi Kedushas Oila. HaKedushas HaGuf Ninu, U'Pakim Bechti. How did that Kedushas Oila just go, poof, now there's room, and it becomes a Shlomim? After all, I made it an Oila. How does it go away? Elamai says Abai, you see, that even by Kedusha Saguf, Paka Bechti. And in fact, there's a discussion here in the Ran, what would Abai hold in the case of the Isha? Would he hold as well that you can go out without a get? If you look at the ran in the middle of the wide lines, Ummale Abaya, or Kedusha Aguf, Loi Baka, I see from that price that it is Baka Bechti. Says the ran, Efshir, the Abaya, the Maksha Hochi, Palignami, maybe he disagrees in the case of the Isha. Usvirle, the Oimali Isha Hayoim, At Ishti, Ulamacher I At Ishti, maybe Abaya holds Lamacher Nafka Blaget. Maybe the Efshin and he could be that that's what he really holds. And if that's the case, that would be something very novel. You go and marry a lady, and you make it just for a time period. We're going to get married for 1 month. After the month, yeah, we're done, we're finished. We'll both be back single again. Would that work? Sounds like it, because Kedusha said growth is Pakim Bechti. It says, the Ran Efshin, maybe a buyer holds that way. Or the Efshir, the Nehid, the Sphirle, the Baye, the Philic, the Guf, Pakri, the Boimel Isha Moida, maybe there he would agree. The Lamacher, the Nafkabla get, Aina Tama, Shimna Kokinian, Shaino Elamis, Kinyaperis, Bechud Mikri, and then he goes into a lengthy discussion about Kinyaperis, Kinyan, the Guf Tami. But the point is, at least there's a half a minute to say that according to Abaya, maybe you could, if you hold the Kedusha Guf Pakim Bechti, maybe you could marry a lady for a day or for a month, and then, but that's only for a day and a month, and then after that, it just goes away, you don't even need a get. But it seems like the Ran doesn't hold that lemais, it's just an efsha, at least a havamina. But there's a further discussion for homework. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. Yoktimar, yes,
was it?
Could you repeat what you just said?
I'm just repeating
his bitmiya. This bitmiya, I don't think that's menachuzah, this bitmiya.
We had a rabbi said that there's a distinction between
Kedusha Guf, right.
And what did he say? The Kedusha's dumb, Pakim Bechti.
Right.
Kedusha Guf, Loi Pakim Bechti. Omele Abaya. And Kedusha's a Guf, Loi Pakim Bechti. You're telling me Kedusha's a Guf doesn't go away for naught, for nothing. I find in the case of this Oilin Shlomim that it does go away, that after the 30 days are over, Oila Puf. And now it becomes a shlom. So I see, yes, as a bai that you're wrong, Rav. No, we're not talking about a case of Kedusha's guf, we're only talking about Kedusha's dam. How could you have Kedusha's dam? He took this shor, and he was makdish the shor, not that it itself should be brought for an oila on the mizbeach, or for a shlom on the mizbeach, but rather that this shor should have Kedusha's damim, that if and when you so desire, you're going to go and sell it and take the money and use it to go and buy another animal. In other words, not that much different than if I have this shear and I say I want to go and be makdish the shear so that the value of this shear will be used for a karman oila, for a karman shlam.
Can you restrain the Kedusha's haguf from intrinsic in such a korban? Because if something's roil mizbeach and you're makdish it
for Kedusha's damim, maybe stam. If you're stam makdish it,
and he said ola. That's
it. No, he said the dummy. He specifically
said the dummy. The omelet dummy. What Barry is asking is that back in Kodshim we learned that anytime you have an animal which is roila mizbeach,
right,
and you're makdish it only Kedusha's damim, automatically there's an automatic upgrade and it goes from Kedusha's damim to Kedusha's haguf. And that being the case, fine, he said, I want the shah only to be Kedusha's damim. Makes no difference. Once you say Kedusha's damim and it's roila mizbeach, it gets upgraded from economy class to first class and you bring it for Kedusha's haguf, for a carbon itself. If you're telling me it only has Kedusha's damim. So the Ran already asks this kasha, and Ran says it must be talking about a Balmo. If you look at the next big Ran, Hochanami di Omle Dami, ki goyim de have a Balmo, di lutam, afila Omle Dami, kodesh kudush the guf, the kaimlon, amat asimil betekabais, midei mizbeach lo yatsu. Since it's royal mizbeach, it automatically gets propelled and upgraded from the mizbeach.
Even if he specifically said, I'm giving this.
I am only giving it. Only giving it.
Kedusha's dumb.
So now the lashon of the Ran is curious because normally when we learn this in Masechtas Tmura and in Kodshim, it's not that he was matfis tamimim lebetekabayis. He was matfisit tamimim lemizbeach, but ledomim. Normally you say normally anything that's you can matfish anything for betekabayis, a table, a chair, a pen. food items, anything you want, you can go and be makdish lebedek habayis, and then the gizmo will decide, can he use it or cannot use it? If he already has a million pens, he's going to go and sell you a pen. If he needs another pen, he'll keep it. Same thing with the chairs. If he needs more chairs, he'll keep them. Otherwise, he'll sell them. So the same thing should apply to an animal. I makdish an animal for bedek habayis, the gizmo will decide, what am I going to do with it? Normally, when we learn that it's upgraded, that means it was matfis lidomim for the mizbeach. So we have to look up the Gemara in Tzmura. But the point of all of this is, says the Ran, we're not talking about a tam, and therefore it's not roi fikdushas agov. It's only roi fikdushas domim. Okay, then that's what it's talking about, lidomim. So therefore,
and after 30 days, it's a mamover, so that it becomes a shlamim.
No, it's a
mamover. He said it should be, and then it's lacher.
You're mixing two concepts over here. What the Gemara is just trying to do is, when Abaya asked his kasha, he said, "Kedusha gof, but pakim b'chti." I see from the case of the oily shlam that is pakim b'chti. Says the Gemara, we're not talking about a vnei kedusha gof. We're talking about a much lesser form of kedusha. Kedusha is dumb, and kedusha is dumb. Rava was masking that it's pakim b'chti. And that's the reason why Ula said that after 30 days are over, or not after 30 days, after it's nikta, it's after it's cut, no more pigeon left. Why no more pigeon? Because the kedusha that was there until now, for the last 100 years or 1,000 years, when these trees were standing, it's pakim b'chti. It just flew away because it only had kedushas damim. It never had kedushas haguf. That was the distinction that Rava made. Says Abaye, no. Even by kedushas haguf, I find that it's pakim b'chti in the case of the oila and the shlam. Says Yimar, no. We're not talking about the kedushas haguf. We're talking about the kedushas damim. That he was makdish this shor, which was a balmum, for Kedushas Ayla, and in the next 30 days, if he wanted to, he could have been poided and taken the money and used it for an Ayla, but he delayed, and he was busy with the daf, and he didn't have a chance to get involved with this shot. Now it's day 31. Oy, what did I do? Well, no problem. Now it has been converted into Kedushas Dhamim for a Shlamim, and if he decides now to be poided, he'll take the money, not use it for an Ayla anymore. He'll use it for a Shlam. But it had Kedushas Ayla through yesterday. That's fine, but Kedushas Damim is Pakim B'chti. Since he gave it a 30-day time limit, 30 days are over, poof, there's no more Kedusha anymore. That's the Svara of Ula, that's the Svara of Rava, and now the Gemara is saying, that's the Braisa that Abaye is quoting, is also talking about Kedushas Damim.
I'm amazed that we even think that Abaye is saying, by Kedusha, that it should be a temporary, you could have it for a
I agree with you.
So maybe
I would never have said it had the
Olam Shas. We never see such a concept. I can't imagine that Abaye is trying to say. He's just saying in certain circumstances we can find it, but I wouldn't say by Ishas. We never anywhere
outside of this room. Please do not tell any of the women that there's a possibility of marrying a woman for a day without having to have a get, without anybody dying. Just go
it's
and say
right. It's
an efshim. Maybe Abaye holds that way. And even if Abaye holds that way, we don't paskin like that way, obviously. No such thing.
I can't believe that Abaye would.
You can't fathom that Abaye would hold that way.
You have to look at it in a different aspect, that he was just saying that in certain circumstances, but not by Ishas.
Yeah, Abaye, that's why he said efshim. Even Abaye would agree, but Ishas is different. Yeah, would you like to say something?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, our Gemara has transformed this braisa from a Kedushas Aguf braisa to a Kedushas Domim braisa. But for Gemara, we're not finished there. Let's continue on in the same braisa. Yehochi Eima Sefer. Same braisa continues on. What happens if he says, La'achar la'mid yoim oilo, u'me'achshav shlomim? Seems to be, although the Lashon HaBraisa is turning it around from what we said before, but it's the same kavana, meaning that now I want it to be a shlomim for 30 days, and after 30 days are over, I want it to be an oila. In other words, instead of saying first 30 days oila, next after that becomes a shlomim, it says for the first 30 days shlomim, and after that becomes an oila. Okay, so the question is, since the halach is really the same, why is he repeating it? Okay, oila shlomim, shlomim oila, what do you mean? What's the chiddush in repeating it a second time? If you're going to go and tell me that one case it took kedushas haguf, the other kedushas damim, and that's why the Braisa is repeating it twice to tell you that not only by kedushas damim is pakim b'chti, but in my kedushas haguf pakim b'chti. No, hayne itzrichlei l'tana l'misitarti. That's why the Braisa has to repeat the halacha twice, reisha and sefer. The sulkadai tachman. I might have thought that kedushas haguf le pakim b'chti, but kedushas damim pakim b'chti, and therefore I'm too lahachi Tonatarti. That's why the Braisa specifically goes and repeats itself. Not mamish repeating word for word, but the same general concept of shlam oil and oil shlam. To tell you one kedusha is a kufa, one kedusha is dumb. She says Abaye, it's like me. Because Eliyam is ida b'ida kedusha is dumb. If you're going to go and tell me like you're trying to reinterpret the Braisa, we're talking about kedusha is dumb. Lama lamistatarti. Why do I have to repeat it twice? And moreover, adds Abaye. When we're starting off with an oila, which is kedusha chamura, and then you're saying it now can get poof and go to a kedusha kala of the shlamim, so mekedusha kala kedusha chamura tzricha lemeimer. Then certainly, if you started off with a shlamim and it goes poof, there's no reason why you cannot go up to a kedusha chamura of an oila. In other words,
kachim.
Exactly. I might have thought had you only had one halacha, maybe you're going to go and say, okay, from Kedusha Kala, I started off from the small Kedusha, Kedusha only of Kachem Kalim, and now, since after 30 days, it goes up to an Oila, under those circumstances, I say, oh, I'm not worried about the old Kedusha, because now it's upgraded to a much higher Kedusha. Okay, then I can hear that the Kedusha is Pakeh Machti. But maybe the other way around, maybe not. You have this holy Kachem Kedushim, Oyla kolam mizbeach kulel Hashem. That's real intense kedusha. And then you want to make into shlam after 30 days? No, you can't do that. Come on, that's pasnish is not right. What are people going to say? How can you have something like that? So now that the brayis has started off in the first case, that from oyla it can get demoted to a shlamim at the end of 30 days, then certainly from a shlam to go up to an oyla, then certainly that would work. I'm sorry?
Kol sheken.
Kol sheken, exactly. So Ibazoi, therefore says Abaye, I have l'chira, concrete raya that this price is talking about at least in one of the cases by Kedusha Zaguf. And I'm saying that by Kedusha Zaguf, loy pake machti. And certainly, Kedusha's Dhammim is loy pake, I'm sorry, the other way around. That Kedusha's Haguf is pake machti. And certainly, Kedusha's Dhammim is pake machti. Now that being the case, we have defended Ula very nicely. We started off, Ula, how can you say, Kim Shiniktachu Ben Poydan, Hi, the Kedushin Lehechan Holcha, it's Pake Bechdi, says Abaye, yes, I have a Braisa that says both Kedushas are Gof, and Kedushas Dham is Pake Bechdi. It changes overnight, or over a second time, from an instant of a second, from Oyla to Shlam, Shlam to Oyla.
What happened? Going to Chulin, though, in the case here.
You know, the same halach
is well, applied no, to no. Going Kedusha is one thing. Going Kedusha to Chulin is much more transformative.
I'm very sympathetic to your view, but that doesn't seem to be the halacha, because the Gemara is bringing a raya over here that the Kedusha is Pakeh Bechdi, that it goes away totally, period. And that's why we're trying to bring a raya to the case of the Ktsitsa with the Ilonis. We don't say the Ilonis that after Niktitsa, okay, it's no longer Kedusha's Dhammim for an Oila, now it has Kedusha's Dhammim for a Shlam, or it has Kedusha's Dhammim for Bedek Abayis, or Kedusha's Dhammim. No, after we're done, it's finished. And remember the Ran said that it's as if you're Makdashit for a timeline of 30 days. According to Ula, after 30 days, both, there's nothing more to do. And the Gemara is telling too this case of the Braisa. So the Gemara apparently holds that the same thing applies not only from Oyla to Shlam, but even Oyla to Zero. The same halacha would apply. So therefore, Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, because I see from here that the Kedusha is Pake Bechti. Amra Papa, Omelach Barpada, Hochika Omar. Barpada will tell you, the Pshat and the Braisa is the following. Not that the second case in the Braisa is coming to tell you one case of Kedusha Zaguf and one case of Kedusha Dhammim like Abaye said, because otherwise, why are we repeating himself? Why is the Braisa repeating itself? Hachik Omer, the Braisa in the second case is saying, Im loy Omer me achshav shlomim li acha lamed yoim oy lahava. If he didn't say anything now, in other words, all he said was, he looked at the shor and he says, you shor, after 30 days from now, I want you to become an oila. Says the Braisa, it becomes an oila after 30 days. Because it's talking about that he didn't say any shlomim now. All he said was, ach alam yoim, it becomes an oila. So, how does that, what is the chiddush, what's this halacha come to tell you? So, Gemara, midi dehava ho'imer li isha hiskanchi li li acher lamed yoim, dimikudeshes, v'yavapishin is achlu hamoiz. What happens? A chusin goes over to Kala, and he says, I want to make a kedushin, and I want to make sure that you don't change your mind and go somewhere else and be enticed by other people. I'm giving you the money now. However, I'm not ready yet for the fancy chasana. It takes time to call up the florist and to get the flowers together, to call up the musician, send out invitations. I'm giving you money, and in 30 days from now, you should be kedushin to me. Even if at the end of the 30 days, the lady has used up those mois for whatever purpose, they no longer exist, it is kiddushin mikudeshes. So that's what the Brice is telling us, that the same thing applies to a shor, that you can go and be makdish a shor now by saying, I don't want you to become kaddish now. No. I want you to be kaddish in 30 days from now. So the Brice said, that's effective. And therefore it has nothing to do with Paki Kedush is a goof, Paki Kedush is dumb. It's coming to tell you this halacha of that you can make a later kinyan, make the kinyan now, but it should only be chal later on after 30 days. Right, to Marpshita. What do I need the Brisa to teach us that? Once you have the halacha from the Isha, l'chari, this is a nice parallel. That just like by an Isha, Kedush is a goof, you can go and make a kinyan now, and it's only going to be chal in 30 days from now. Same thing as the Gabed Libaima. That you say that I'm makdishin and it should only be kaddish in 30 days. So what's the chiddush of the price? Tomorrow leitzricha dahadeh bay. The chiddush is that even if he changed his mind in the 30 days and he said, no, I don't want this to become kedushas oila in 30 days from now. I changed my mind. Sorry, mister. It becomes kaddish and you cannot go.
You can't recall it.
You can always try to be matir neder. You can always try to be poide if you're talking about that the animal is a balmo. Mm-hmm. Sure. But in terms of charata, it's too late. This is a binding, effective kinyan. It's not effective now. It'll be effective in 30 days.
And same thing with a woman.
That's what it goes to right now. What is this chizeres in a chizeres? So the Ran and the Mefarshim bring that in Mitzvah, we're going to get to Maseches Kedushin. We're going to learn that in fact there is a machloikis between Rav Yoichanan and Reish Lakish if and when he or she changed their minds. For instance, what happens if during the 30 days she goes and takes Mois Kedushin from somebody else? Does that, therefore, that certainly indicates that she's not interested in the first suitor and that she's decided to go to the second one? Does that now break the Kiddushin so that after 30 days from now, poof, it goes away, and therefore they're not Mekudeshes after all? In other words, not that it goes away. The Kiddushin was never Chal. Or do you say, no, that you cannot change your mind, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal, you can go to 100 other Chassanim.
Did she get back the money?
We have to look up Kiddushin.
Okay, we'll get to next year.
I see, you always go to the bottom line. Yeah, you asked yesterday about the pinyon, what's going to happen with the pinyon if you're talking about the Nidre Isur. Right, so the pinyon, the Gabe, if it was Nidre Hegdish, then of course the money would go to Berek Abayis, or if he's talking about a carbon, it would go for Kabanis. What's the status of the pigeon that we had yesterday?
Where does the money go to?
Where does the money go to? So the answer is that the money doesn't go anywhere. We're transferring the Isur from the trees or from the talis onto the money. And now the money is going to be offered. Just like he said, if you're going to learn Pshat, that the carbon in the mission means koinam, that these natias ha'ela should be koinam alive, I shouldn't have any anav from it. Until imen niktotzei, achi iktutzu, whatever, and then I'm poided, and we're only talking about not nidre hegdish, we're talking about nidre isur. So it's taka asur, and according to that gemara that we're going to have in daf lamed, hey, if you hold yesh meila b'kainomites, if you're talking about a koinam kloli for the whole world, it has like hegdish. So what's the din? The taka becomes asur. If I'm poided, the isur will now transfer from the tiyos to the money. And so therefore, just like until now, you couldn't have a noah from the trees, you won't be able to have a noah from the money. Good. Anyway, but getting back, we got off the subject about. But getting back to our Gemara now, so Gemara is saying Pshita, he changed his mind in between, and therefore I might have thought if he changed his mind in between that maybe the kedushin would not be chal or the hegdish the gabi the oila would not be chal. That's very good if you take a hold that ein chizeres that you cannot change your mind. According to Mandi Yomar that he or she. More focus on the chizeres, meaning that if the kala were to take money from somebody else, she can, if you say eino chizeres, then the halachas would be parallel. That just like over there you're saying you cannot have a change, you can't change your mind, after 30 days the kedushin will be chal. Here too, after 30 days, the hegdish is going to be chal, and you can't change your mind. And when the Yom HaChizeres, I think it's the same water problem that you have over here. Yeah. Here too. Hainatam the Shoif, Hainatam the Megillah. So the same thing over there. And when the Yom HaChizeres, according to the Yom that she can change her mind, and so therefore L'Choira, we're saying over here too, that you can go and change your mind. So again, so what's the Chiddush of this price and telling me that in 30 days from now, it will become Kaddish. Okay, it'll be Kaddish. And if you want to change your mind, you can. That even if Hader Bay remains ironclad, then after 30 days it's going to be an oiler. That's if you hold Eina Chizeres. But according to Man Yom, it holds by Kiddushin. Chizeres said she can change her mind. So presumably over here too, you can change your mind. So if you can change your mind, so then again, what's the Chiddush that you can go and be Maktish, a Behema, now with the Chalois, with the effective date to be in 30 days from now? Even though by Kiddushin, she can change her mind, Hakashani here, he cannot change his mind. As soon as he says his Amira, that this Behema is going to be Kodosh, it's going to be Kodosh
in 30 days.
In 30 days, that Amira is if he already handed it over in Hedger cases. And here, you would not be able to be Chayt.
It doesn't have any handle on it.
Oh. So now the question is, the Gemara's teretz l'choyt is a shvera teretz. Why is it a shvera teretz? It's saying that Amira by Gvoya is like Mesira by a Hedget. What does that mean? Everywhere else by a Hedget, you have to have a kinyan. You have to have a Mesira. Like by the Kedushin of a woman, you have to go and give her the Kesef or give her the Shtar. You got to do something. When you're talking about Hegdish, Amir is enough. You don't need to do anything more than that. Okay, so it's the same thing. So what's the halacha now by Mesir the Hedget, by the man and the woman when he gave her Kesef Kedushin?
It's Machlokes.
Oh, it's Machlokes. According to the Man Yoma that holds Chizeres, it's Chizeres. She can retract. Change her mind, retract within the 30 days.
So too,
over here we should go.
You can retract. You can retract by Hedget. You can retract by Hedget.
That should be the difference.
Right, but we say no because it's Mesira the Hedget.
What means Mesira the Hedget? That there was a Kinyan.
Transacted.
Yeah. By the Chos and Kala, there was also a Kinyan. He also did a Kinyan. It's not only Kimasira, it was a Mamish Mesira the Hedget. He gave her a nice ring.
But it's not complete. It's not complete.
Hedget is holding it. He's not.
He said it should only be effective in 30 days.
Pardon?
He said that the condition should only be effective in 30 days.
In other words, the Mesir, the Hedget has
a complete Kinyan. He's holding his possession. He's in possession.
Ami Rasa the Gvoya is a complete Kinyan. Kimasi Rasa. These are equal. Put an equal sign. Amir the Gvoya, Kimasi Rasa the Hedget. If by Mesir the Hedget you can go and change your mind, that's according to my view.
Not after it's done, not after the 30 days.
No, but within the 30 days. So we're saying
that's not Mesira. That's Mesira minus. We're still deficient the time. It's Mechusar Zman.
Rabbi say, the Machlek between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh Chazeres in Chazeres is talking about within the 30 days. Can you change your mind or not?
Right.
Does everybody agree there was a Mesir the Hedget? Yes, a ring was handed over. Was a Kinyan performed? Yes, a Kinyan was performed. Were the Eidi Kedushin? Yes, everything was great. It was just a Tanai stipulation. It's only Bichal in 30 days.
The Hedget has no right to retract. He's not given that right. He's like the apitropos. He's machzik.
What you are saying, Brother Shai, is that Amirasa Ligvoya is even greater, even though the Gemara says, Kimasiras Lahedget, it's really greater than Masir Lahedget. Because the Masir Lahedget that he went and made a Kenyan now, Mazel Tov, you can retract. But the Amir Ligvoya is so intense, you cannot retract it after you said it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what the Ran says here on the bottom. And the Ran says, then L'choy, the Loshon of the Gemara doesn't seem to be appropriate. It should be Amirasa Ligvoya is greater than Misiras Lahedget. Therefore, he says, when by the Hedget had you added the word me'achshav,
yes,
then the Hedget, that would be stronger. Now, you don't have to add the word me'achshav.
It's automatically there.
So therefore, the Amiras L'Gvoya, without the word me'achshav, has the same halachic status and strength like a Mesiras L'Hedget when he did say the word me'achshav. Where do I take this from? If you look all the way in the bottom of the Ran, the last Ran, even though in by Kiddushin, you, the Chos and the Kala can change their minds, here you can't change your mind. Fine, it's only going to be Chal in 30 days. We had this, remember, not too long ago, at the end of Ksuvis, that Meshoich Porezu, v'leitik Meloch ad la'achim shloishim, go and make a mshicha now, it should only be koni after shloisha.
I learned this just a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. The ikaima be agam loy kona. If it's sitting agam, it doesn't help. Ubay medes b'chatzayr kona. Paina davke b'shuloy chazer bein time of a chazer boy. Vade afilo medes b'chatzayr motzim leheder bein. Since the kinyan is only going to be chal on this part after 30 days, if he changes his mind in between, it would work. I don't understand. Why is it different in the case of Kiddushin from our Gemara? And why is it different from the Meshach Parazu? That if you said that it shouldn't start now, but it should only start remotely after 30 days, you could change your mind. It's Kimasira. Oh. What does it mean, kinyan mamish? If he said, then everybody agreed that you cannot change your mind. Behind the hashta, that's the chinish of our Gemara. We always knew that halacha. We thought that mishum hachi makshinan pshita k'moishik ksavti lemalah. The two are exactly the same. You can't change your mind over there. You can't change your mind over there. You can change your mind over here. You can change your mind. They're exactly the same. El the mikor lehav esfirulan the adifa tve amira legvoya minasil hedjit. We thought they're on the same level. We didn't think that it was better. Avu maskana mechadshin the amira legvoya. So therefore, Brother Shai, you're right. The din of Amir Legvoya is stronger than Mesira Lehejit. How do we define that? What's the getter? How do we categorize that? Says the Ran. That just like by Mesira Lehejit, had the person said, then you could not change your mind. Here by Masir Amir Osir Ligvoya, even without adding the word Me'achshav,
it's implicit.
It's as if he's a Me'achshav, and you cannot change your mind. According to Mandiyama, that holds that normally you can be Choyzer. Here you cannot be Choyzer. Stop over here, Rabbi Isaac. Let him continue tomorrow.
Over again, Rapapa's how he's pampered with Barpada.
Rapapa?
Yeah, Amar Rapapa, Amar Lecha Rapapa.
Oh, what he's saying is, you were learning from this Chofta Samad Beis. You were learning from this Braisa that the Kiddush is Paki Bechti, because you had assumed that what happened was that first 30 days, it's a Shlomim, and then after 30 days, it's going to become an Oila. He says, that's not the case. It's talking about that originally it was zero. Loi Amar Me'achsha Shlomim, it was zero. And he said, but the Oila should not be triggered now. I want
so it's a hot.
He didn't say me'achshav shlamim.
Yeah.
But rather, he just only said le'acher lamid yoyim. It should be an oila.
Yeah.
What is that halacha? It's just like the case of the isha that he said le'acher lamid yoyim shemekudeshes. Same thing over here that the hegdish will be chal, even though he didn't say it should be chal. Now he said it should be chal in 30 days. That's fine. So for the next 30 days, you can ride on the back of this animal, you can use it for Harisha, you can go and do Gizev Avoida, anything that you want, but in 30 days, presto, it's going to become Kodesh and
Mehili. What was the Lashon
of the Braisa? Okay, so let's go back to the Lashon of the Braisa, back in the Yom Adal. Ihochi Eim Sefer.
Three lines from the bottom.
See, three lines from the bottom?
Four pages to get there. Okay, yeah.
That's not my fault.
Yeah.
You can use a regular Gemara. Okay.
You can use a Yiddish Gemara.
Exactly. Ihochi Eim Sefer, last three lines. So we thought it's going from Shlomim to Oila. And then the Gemara asked, well, what, if you can go from Oila to Shlomim, it could certainly go from Shlomim to Oila.
Right.
So the Gemara originally said that this one's Kedusha Dom, one's Kedusha Gom.
Right.
Now the Gemara is saying, no. Look at the Lashon of Braisa. La'achar lamid yoyim Oila, and add the words, V'loy Omar.
We're adding, we're changing. There's
a exactly. La'achalam yoyim oilin, and 30 days should be an oil. And gunish. He didn't say shlom.
I see. So changing the gersha. All right.
Either expressly or implicitly. That's what the Bible says. Hachi karmai im loy amar miyachshav shlom. He didn't say shlom. Then la'achalam yoyim should be an oil. Good.
Yeah.
She is my daughter-in-law. That might be about you. Do you have a second? I'll call her back and see what she wants to say.